Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Everyone, we're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
The main thing I really want to give credit to is Andrew Hill. I know he's probably not watching the meeting because he's out there working, but guys, I got to tell you, through 8 years and through several different public works directors who have all been good, man, these are the kind of things that I personally think that Andrew is doing a phenomenal job. I know technically he's under Michael's wheelhouse, I think. I always say, you know, public works, but with road and bridge, to get out here, work on a problem, see where midstream something needs to be addressed, and try to just go ahead and handle it in a cheaper manner while we're not mobilizing. So, Brad, I'll let you bring up the item, but I just felt like we have to recognize good jobs, just like bad jobs, and I think Andrew's done a phenomenal job of bringing that up for us.
And you say, well, that doesn't sound like drama, conflict, and dysfunction. It's not. Every once in a while, I got to surprise you a little bit. Every once in a while, I got to surprise. Although, I will tell you this, Andrew Hill, who I was in Leadership Santa Rosa with, a really good guy, when I heard the clip, I did hear it just a little bit differently, probably than you did, because what I heard was Chairman Sam Parker.
I personally think that Andrew is doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah, no, I mean, I couldn't agree more.
We have to recognize good jobs, just like bad jobs, and I think Andrew's done a phenomenal job.
Well, thanks, Sam. You're super nice. I appreciate that. Somebody texts us that with all of this drama, is there not a lighter version of this that you can do? Is there a funnier version? Oh, I got it for you. I have exactly what you asked for. So at the very end, we're actually skipping some stuff, but it's okay. It doesn't really matter for our purposes. The actual Thursday meeting, I haven't even gotten to that yet. But I will. That's the one where Ray Eddington reported that he had to go to the hospital because of the drama on the Monday meeting. So, yeah, there's more to come. At the very end of the meeting, when they're doing their kind of commissioner, you know, everybody's a little tired and loopy, and they're all just kind of chit-chatting among themselves. Kerry Smith talked about a case where, and I don't want to, he was kind of long in the details. Short version is that Florida has made itself available to people who want to relocate away from what they consider to be anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish college campuses to Florida campuses, where we're going to protect you and keep you safe if your kids are Jewish. And because of all the protests, right, related to, you know, the attack against Israel by Hamas out of the Gaza Strip. So he was talking about some friends of his that were going to do this. They were going to move from basically from Amherst down to, I think it was UF. But they had run into some kind of logistical problem. It doesn't really matter what it is, but somehow or other, the system had sort of thwarted them in trying to do this. So he said, you know, I made a call.
Our state representative, Alex Andrade, I reached out to him. Of course, I knew he was a Hall of Famer with the University of Florida. So, yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's on the state legislature. He does have a line to the governor. Gave it to him a couple of weeks ago, and then out of the blue, Gila was calling me yesterday, elated in tears, just so happy that our state representative was able to navigate those waters and get this done.
Gila is his Jewish friend from Massachusetts that relocated down to Florida. But that's not the part I heard. The part I heard was the Hall of Fame part. You know, we'll come back to that in just a second. I do want to let you know, if you're a company owner, you're a business owner, or you're maybe like the office manager and you're trying to figure out whether you have the best employee benefits plans, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, you got to manage those, you got to do payroll, all that stuff. And if everything's going great now, then keep doing what you're doing. You know, no need to break it if it's not broken. But, you know, if maybe you wonder if there's a better way, or if you know there's got to be a better way out there, but it's just like you're so beleaguered by it that you can't even take the time to go investigate. Hey, call Torgerson Causey. We've been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 7 years, and they've been fabulous. I mean, really, really, really good. Like, good in a way I didn't even expect. You know, the people we were using before were, I don't know, whatever they were. And then we got Torgerson Causey. I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. For example, with insurance, you know, which is the primary thing they do for us, better plans, choices. We didn't have any choices before. We got choices, better plans, the best available in the marketplace kind of stuff. I mean, they can't make it golden because it's, you know, it's a mess right now generally. But I feel like we're getting the best available. You know what I mean? That's kind of where we're at. And if we have questions, they have answers. And if, you know, like Reed doesn't know personally, then he'll find out and get back to us. And my wife asks detailed questions, and they give good detailed answers. And it's really satisfying to work with people who are so capable, and they are. So if you want to make an improvement or just find out if there is an improvement to be had with your employee benefits stuff, Comprehensive Employee Benefits Agency, Torgerson Causey, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Traffic on the fives now with John.
That's right. If you're traveling on North Palafox between Oakfield and Hancock Lane, you definitely want to leave early, about 20 minutes early. They have the southbound lane closed, and the northbound lane is being used as a southbound lane detour, so they're stopping and going traffic. But definitely that's about a 20-25 minute delay there. Also, I-10 right now at Highway 29, seeing some, I'd say some delays, about a 15-minute delay if you have to go from Pine Forest past 29 on I-10 eastbound. You're going to see about a 20-minute delay there with just heavy amounts of traffic. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I really like the new time estimates you're giving. I like that. Yeah, no, that's helpful because you don't know how bad is it. Well, it's a 5 minute problem. No, that's a half hour problem. You know, like that's I like that estimate. All right, 8:17 here on News Radio. You ready now? May I continue? So back to the county commission meeting in Santa Rosa County. So Kerry Smith is praising Alex Andrade for helping these Jewish families who are trying to relocate and take advantage of the offer the governor had made to, hey, come to Florida. We'll keep your kids safe at college. We're not going to put up with all this nonsense on the college campuses. And he, you know, again, went out of his way to praise Alex. A good note.
Not only for these two kids, it was for all of them. There was a disconnect somewhere in there and Alex got in there and got it fixed up, and I just wanted to recognize him for that because that's the good stuff.
That is the good stuff, and that's when it got to be the funny part. Ready? Because he said he's been in the Hall of Fame at University of Florida, and John and I both had the what now reaction.
So if you saw me giving Alex a hug yesterday at the political forum, I was demanded, you give him a hug for me and a kiss, because, you know, I was like, no, I'm not going to kiss him, but I appreciate you indulging me with that and giving the opportunity to tell that story.
Thank you for sharing it. I got to ask, I didn't know this. What did he make the Hall of Fame for? I'm guessing sports or.
He was a cheerleader. I know that. He was a cheerleader.
Okay.
Cheerleading in college, that's a big deal. I tried out to be a cheerleader in college. You know why? Because you're working with cheerleaders.
Hey, I will say.
The meeting gets long, and the comments at the end are often gold. So Kerry Smith tried to be a cheerleader because, I mean, hey, you know, go where the go fishing where the fish are. You know, I mean, that's duh. But you know, you do have to have a very high level of athletic prowess to be a male cheerleader or a female cheerleader. But we're talking about the men right now. So yeah, no, Alex Andrade was actually a cheerleader in college, and then Sam says,
we had, all jokes aside, Joe Ketterer won a state championship weightlifting for Milton High School in 2000, I think, maybe in 2001. No joke. And he was, I mean, All-American football player. And the funny part is, I say it's funny, we all thought it was funny. He got a scholarship to University of Florida for cheerleading.
See, because, you know, real men can be cheerleaders too, is kind of what he's saying. But, you know, that's the point.
And so I will say, he Alex must have a secret bench press that we would have never expected. But I appreciate you sharing that.
That's definitely some shade, man. Like, you know, as Sam Parker, you know, big burly Sam Parker, although he's dropped a bunch of weight lately, you know, former deputy, right? And he's like, I don't know, that Alex Andrade is concealing some secret strength in under all of that, you know, not so imposing figure of his or whatever. So if you had banter about State Representative Alex Andrade's Hall of Fame status at the University of Florida and, unrelated, him being a former college cheerleader at the University of Florida on your bingo card for the county commission meeting, then you're the winner. 820 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And hey, if you, you're thinking about whether now is the time to get that new vehicle, listen, Frontier Motors. I know I talk about them a lot, but it's because we had such a great experience. And because I know so many other people that have had such a great experience. I mean, I feel like, you know, God, at least half of the people who work here have Frontier cars, because we all know they're just a great place to go get good quality used vehicles, cars that are 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good quality people that stand behind the product. I mean, they're not trying to do the typical used car sales thing, which, I mean, I'm sure there are other good ones out there, but I know my own experience with used car salesmen is always like, man, I just want to get out of here with my skin intact and a car that doesn't break within 5 days. You know, like, that's kind of the feeling. Like, they just want to sell you a car and then never see you again. At Frontier, they want to sell you a car and see you again. And again, and again, and again, because you're so happy, because you trust them, because they sold you a product they stand behind so that you come back and buy all the cars for the rest of your life from them and your family and your kids and your friends. And, like, that's the idea. And I know for us, like, why would I go anywhere else? Because if they have what I want, great. And if they don't, I'll tell them to go get it, because I know it's going to be a good quality one. And if I get it from them, they'll take care of me if, God forbid, there is any kind of a problem. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay and the male cheerleaders said hi.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, you're so cool. old Brewster. I can't stand it.
So love about that song is that the song is the thing that the song is singing about, right? Because what you want to do at that moment is turn off the radio, right? That's clever. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
All right, we have a situation going on. If you're traveling on North Palafox between East Oakfield and now Stumpfield Road, there is major congestion right there due to the southbound lane being closed right now, and they're having to divert traffic to the northbound lane. So just be careful with that. Again, that's going to be a 30, 45-minute wait as it keeps backing up. My advice, if you're headed north on North Palafox, turn at Stumpfield Road and go up. That would be the best thing for you. Also, I-10 at Highway 29, we're seeing some delays backed up. I'd say about halfway to Pine Forest Road. So expect about a 15-minute delay through that area. It's just volume of traffic because it's down to two lanes. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, or I mean, if you're going west on Airport and you want to bypass, you could, you know, sure, dive up through Hancock and Sarah and all that stuff and get out on Oakfield. But either way, go around, man, go around. You don't want to be involved in all of that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh has been killed. The latest on the reactions from that.
The Russian foreign ministry, who called this a completely unacceptable political murder. Turkey as well, putting out a very strong statement condemning what they said was the assassination and a heinous attack.
And that is Trent Murray there with that. And Iranian state media reporting that Haniyeh was killed Wednesday alongside a bodyguard in what Hamas is calling a Zionist raid on his home in Tehran. The group is claiming that Israel killed Haniyeh, who led the Hamas political operations. The acting director of the Secret Service said he's ashamed of the security breach that led to the recent attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Secret Service officials were on Capitol Hill again yesterday in a hearing over that assassination attempt. Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe called that a failure on multiple levels. And Andrew, today, get ready for some guac.
Today is National Avocado Day. California produces about 95% of all avocados eaten in the country, although Mexico grows more than we do. And we eat a lot of them. The USDA says Americans eat about 9 pounds per person per year. And it's okay because they're a superfood packed with good fat, omega-3s, and oodles of vitamins. To celebrate, grab a fruit. Yes, avocados are part of the berry family. And look for a deal. I'm Bree Tennis.
I contribute nothing to the 9 pounds of avocados eaten per day.
Oh, don't worry. The folks in my family are definitely outbalancing you on this scale.
Right, in my family, too, including me.
So you're trying to drag us down, and we're trying to keep us up.
That's
so
right.
We appreciate your efforts.
My kids have always loved avocado. That's one of those foods, like, you could basically, when they were kids, you know, you could, you know, just slice open the top and give it to them with a spoon, like a little yogurt cup, and they just eat that, you know.
And then they still do that.
And then they'd have to figure out what to do with the seed, and then it was like the monkey trying to grab the seed inside the log, and they'd get their hand cut, and, you know, it was all kinds of fun. But, you know, short diversion into the history of the McKay family. Where's your trauma, son? Let me tell you about my dad. reasons. There's reasons. Where was I? This is, okay, on the one hand, this is a genuinely horrible story, genuinely horrible. But there was something about it that caught me so sideways that, okay, you had, okay, I'll start with the funny part because you'll feel guilty laughing about it if I tell you what really happened. The weird, funny part about this is in Cancun, you had a jet ski drive-by. Like, drug lords, drug dealers were involved in a gunfight where they were shooting at the beach and back out to the jet, like a jet ski was the...
You're kidding, right?
No, this is a real story. This actually happened, within the last week. Sunday. Right. Yeah, Sunday. Okay, now, the horrible part, and this is why I told you the other part first, because you can come in like, what? the jet ski by, the jet by, I don't know. Well, the horrible part is that in the process, a civilian got killed, and it was a kid. It was a 12-year-old boy. So it's a really genuinely horrible thing. But you're like, what in the jet ski gun battle? It's just, gah. So add this to the list of the reasons that I'm not vacationing in Mexico a lot recently. But, man, what a horrible thing to have happen. 8:30 on News Radio Pensacola. New four-way stop at Tarragona and Romana is in place. It seems like we're really proliferating. Although, remember, we got rid of the two red light, you know, traffic signals and turned those into stop signs. And we've been adding stop signs in places where they make sense. So I think that's good because there are a lot of intersections, especially with increased traffic downtown. You're like, man, it would really be better if we had a four-way stop here. And they're doing that.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The political leader of the militant group Hamas is assassinated in an airstrike in Iran. Fox's Trey Yinks.
This has major implications for the possibility of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as the war rages on inside Gaza. Qatari Prime Minister asking how can mediation succeed when one party assassinates the negotiator on the other side.
An Israeli government spokesman says no comment. Hours earlier, a Hezbollah commander was killed in a drone strike in Beirut, Lebanon. Former President Trump takes questions today at a National Association of Black Journalists convention. The convention's co-chair resigned.
Washington Post columnist Karen Etia stepping down one day before Trump was set to speak to the group in Chicago. Etia posting on X that she was not involved with or consulted with in any way to, quote, platform Trump in such a format.
Fox's Sue Guzman. There's also a Trump rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania later today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we do have mostly cloudy skies this morning, and it is 90 degrees in Pensacola. Several Penn Air Credit Union ATM machines are now back in service. They did have to be temporarily shut down because of some undetectable skimmer devices that were found.
Unlike traditional skimmers that we've seen in the past, this one was actually an insert skimmer that actually went inside the device, so a lot of the techniques we would use to detect skimmers on the outside of the ATM were not applicable in this scenario.
That is Captain Chris Jones from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, and he says criminals are always adapting, and these skimmers reportedly also used some pinhole cameras to capture PIN numbers as they were being entered on the keypad. The three of the machines were in Pensacola, one on 9th Avenue, two on Garden. Another was on Woodbine Road in Pace. Penn Air now has checked all of their ATM machines for these devices, and officials say they believe an organized criminal ring is responsible. There is a new four-way stop in downtown Pensacola. Two new stop signs installed this week at the intersection of Tarragona and Romana. There was previously stop signs only on Romana. Now it's a four-way. The city says that change was made to enhance pedestrian safety. There's a kickoff event scheduled for this year's Pensacola Bay Area Walk to End Alzheimer's next week. That'll happen at the Airport Hyatt Place on a week from tomorrow. The event will be open to the public. It'll give you a first look at how this year's Walk to End Alzheimer's will go in October. The Pensacola Committee, team captains, and champions will also be there to share their stories. And the actual walk will happen October 6th, and that'll be at Community Maritime Park. So far, 337 participants and 131 teams are registered, and they're already about halfway to their $142,000 goal. Deputies investigating a road rage shooting in Escambia County this week. That happened on Longleaf Drive on Tuesday morning. According to the sheriff's office, that incident began on Pine Forest and then ended with somebody shooting out the tire of a victim's vehicle. Nobody was hurt. The investigation into that continues. Last year, the city of Pensacola started a three-year plan to increase salaries for city workers. The second year of that plan is accounted for in the proposed budget for the next fiscal year.
We're maintaining that $2 million, and we're adding another $2 million to continue to push and do what we said we were going to do, which is the largest salary reform in the history of the city. So that's a heavy lift, but a much-deserved one. And we said that, you know, if we want accountability from from what the citizens should expect of their city government, we've got to pay competitively. We've got to be able to fill jobs when they're open.
That's Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, and he says those salary increases are important so the city can attract top talent and fill jobs. He said the city's focus is on rewarding quality employees. The proposed budget also includes a 7% budget increase for the fire department, a 3% cost of living raise for all city employees, and does not include a millage rate increase. You can read the full budget on the city's website. Four people were hurt in a laundromat explosion in Marion County. A call of fire rescue says that a laundromat exploded yesterday afternoon. Two people injured were taken to a hospital. No word on their conditions. Fire inspectors determined that that laundromat and seven other nearby businesses were inaccessible after the blast. And right now, there's still no word on what exactly caused that explosion. The state fire marshal is investigating. It's 8:35. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. That's progressive.com. If you're traveling on North Palafox right now between Pacific Street all the way down to Howard Drive, we're still seeing some delays. That's about a 10-minute delay there, but everybody's decided to head Highway 29 northbound, so anywhere from airport all the way up to Stumpfield, you're going to see about a 15-20 minute delay in that area. Also seeing some delays, heavier delays on I-10 eastbound right through that construction zone. See about a 10-15 minute delay there. So definitely just know that there's lots of cars on the I-10 right now, right around Highway 29. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms through the day today, 40% chance of rain. Outside of that, mostly sunny skies with a high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain, high near 94. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 79 degrees. We're going to keep that rain chance around on Friday with a 40% chance of rain and a high near 94. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is 90 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 86 in Milton. Your money now. This morning, our markets are opening up. The Dow's up 31 points at 40,774. The S&P up 64 points at 5,500. The NASDAQ is up 322 points this morning at 17,469. 10-year bond rate down just very slightly at 4.1%. Gold price is up 1160 at 2463. Silver price is up 31 cents, 2883. And Bitcoin up 772 this morning at 66,594. Boeing is naming Kelly Ortberg as its new president and CEO. Ortberg, a former executive with aerospace company Rockwell Collins, takes the helm on August 8th. The company's hoping he can turn things around after a slew of safety issues have led to losses of trust and also losses of revenue. The Federal Reserve is expected to leave interest rates as they are at a 23-year high today.
The July Fed meeting will be held today in Washington, D.C. The chair, Jerome Powell, will discuss the bank's rate decision at about 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Economists say it's unlikely that the Fed will announce a rate cut, but that Powell is likely to suggest that a cut might be possible by the next Fed meeting in September. Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio.
And home prices breaking an all-time high in May, but they say an upward trend is now starting to slow. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices are up about 6% on a year-over-year basis, and this is as of May. However, that's still down about 0.5% from the annual gain in the previous month. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we have expanded our honors, advanced placement, and dual enrollment classes, started a middle school sports program, middle and high school orchestra program, girls beach volleyball program, and Santa Rosa is now a Space Florida Space Academy school district. Let's continue to expand the opportunities for our students. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, as mentioned previously by our good newsman David Wayne, today is National Avocado Day. See, I never make verbal mistakes. You know, that's why I can be so ferocious in making fun of what other people do. Don't abridge me. So, it's only funny because it's painful. Anyway, question of the day, simple question. What's the right way to open an avocado? 437-1620. Tell me your strategy. Now, I ask this partly because, hey, it's a fun topic, right? But also, I'm genuinely interested in finding a better way. Because I feel like there must be one. I'm not convinced that my way is the... This is the rare occasion where I haven't thought about this a lot before. I don't have a lot of snarky things to say. I'm open to suggestions. I will tell you how I do, and if there is a better way, I will adopt it. But what's your strategy for getting the goody green stuff out around the black and the big nut? 437-1620, 437-1620. John, what is your avocado opening strategy?
Well, right now, it's you take the avocado.
But you're open to reform. Okay.
Yeah, I'm open to it.
All right.
And just cut around it.
Which way? Lengthwise? Like no. Hemispheres? Lengthwise?
Yes. Yes, do that.
Okay, so you're gesturing to me around like the short axis, and you mean the long axis, north to south, right, from the poles?
No, I'm going east to west.
Oh, okay, so you are cutting around the equator.
And then that way you can just break it apart and scoop out the avocado on the other side. You don't have to, I mean the seed, and then you still got to scoop out the avocado.
Don't you have to dig way down into the northern hemisphere to get the avocado out?
You do, but at that point, you know... You're already messy anyway.
Okay. All right. So you've abandoned all hope.
Right.
You've just, you know, this is your strategy.
I'm open to reform.
Okay, fair enough. 437-1620, 437-1620. I am a cut along the longitude. I go from, you know, pole to pole, and I kind of hold it in one hand, a slice in, and then I rotate it with a hand and slice the rest, and then twist them apart like it's an Oreo, and then... figure something out with that stupid seed, and then try not to drop it on the floor because it's slippery as, you know. And then it's a spoon after that, a spoon to get it out. But again, I am open to other suggestions. I'd be curious if there was anybody who peels it. I suppose that's possible. 437-1620, what is your avocado opening strategy? Somebody here says, I don't eat avocado, so I have no idea what you all tell me. Well, why bother? You're never going to eat one, so, you know, you'll never need to know. Somebody says, cut it lengthwise, or what I'm calling north to south, okay? Cut it lengthwise, twist in, spoon out, and spoon out the seed. Yeah, getting the seed out is, there's nothing that quite makes you feel so physically incompetent as removing the seed from an avocado. Well, because first of all, it's all slippery and slick. And if you try to hack it with the knife to catch it, and then I've seen some people try to do that, and then it doesn't work out quite right. Or then it's got a little bit of the green on there, and you kind of want to get that off, but then you got to hold it with your other hand, and you know that's not going to hold for very long, and it slips out of there. And so there's a lot of tactile frustration, let's just say, when it comes to the avocado. And I'm willing to dive into this for now. Let's see, 437, 1620. Somebody here says, push the foot pedal on the trash can and drop it in. That's how you open an avocado. Oh, so judgy. Wow. All right. Tell me what you really think. Slice all the way around either long or longitude or latitude and then twist it open. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Somebody else says, dude, your man card is permanently revoked. You can't get a flippin' seed. It says flip and seed, but I'm sure this is voice to text. You can't get a flippin' seed out of an avocado. Well, I can, but I wouldn't say I'm graceful at it. You know, look, this is the stuff we talk about in the frivolous segment. It's completely ridiculous, absurd, and yet the goal is, I think, there's a lot of y'all hopefully are out there, but like, yeah, it is a challenge. You're right. It's difficult. And on the other hand, there's some of you who are, you know, like Joseph here and mocking me for my ineptitude, and that's fine. I mean, join either party. Either way, it's fun times. Hey, if let me get to that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're on North Palafox in between Pacific Street and all the way down to Hancock Lane, they're down to one lane, so the traffic is about a 15-20 minute delay right now. And also, Highway 29 is starting to clear up around right where Airport Stumpfield is. So the good news on that. Also, we're seeing a delay even longer right now from I-10 eastbound before you get to the Highway 29 exit. It's down to two lanes, and that's causing about a 15-20 minute delay there. So pack your patience with that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you are thinking about making a career change or just picking up some additional, you know, personal enrichment courses, whether it's arts or some piece of study that you've always wanted to look into, Pensacola State is there for you. That's, you know, the used to be junior colleges, community colleges, now they call them state colleges. But the basic idea is a more accessible form of university education that you can kind of do on your timetable, because they have lots of different times and days and course section offerings. So different teachers, like I know when my kids, both of my two oldest boys went through there as a dual enrollment, which means it's free as a high school student. You don't have to pay for courses or books. Get a really good education from people who are primarily there to teach, not to research and then also have to teach. I mean, I used to teach at community college. I love that environment. And, you know, they got to, as homeschoolers, they got to learn in a kind of like it was a good transition for them to university to get experience in a public environment where they're with a teacher in a classroom that's not just their mom. But also, you know, they'd find a teacher that they would like, and they thought, well, this person's really good at math, so I'm going to take classes from him. And then brother was at that person. Let's take, you know, so all of that is really, really usable at PSC. We got a great value out of our, not even money, but just our time. They went to college, went to university with a year and a half of credit under their belt. So PSC has been great for my family. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future life goals at pensacolastate.edu. Back to the question of the day is, how do you open an avocado on International Liberate the Avocados Day? Well, just Avocado Day. Which, by the way, I'm sure there's also an International Guacamole Day, you know? Seems like the kind of thing there'd be a whole separate day for that. But the question is, how do you get into the avocado? How do you get at the flesh? What's your physical strategy for releasing the goody greens from the rest of it? Somebody here says, knife cut all along both axes, north to south, twist the halves apart, use a spoon to pop the seed out, use the top of the knife to make slices, and use the spoon again to get the slices out. Okay, so you're spooning and slicing and spooning. I see what you're doing there. You're cantaloping it a little bit. You know, I follow you on that. Somebody says, just don't hold the seed half in your hand while you're trying to wedge the knife into the seed. Avocado hand, or we like to call that knife hand, is a real thing. Yeah, I believe it. Somebody says, cut it top to bottom and use a spoon. Always use a spoon. The seed comes or falls out when it's time. Just you're helping the seed go where it's supposed to go is all that's about. I love avocados and have no idea where I'm at. Love it. I grew up in Tucson, so let's see. Slice all the way along either and then twist open. I grew up in Tucson, so I was raised on guacamole and salsa. Can either slice it like a grid, then turn inside out into the bowl. Like, I don't know how to describe this on the radio. You're reverse flexing it like you're shuffling and then you're reflexing the cards. You're spreading it out when pushing it in with your thumb is what I think they're talking about. Or you fold your half together and press and smoosh into the bowl. I didn't follow that one, but it's okay. So that's our frivolous topic for the day. Remember, the point of the frivolous topic is to have no point. And to just be a little bit of fun, a little bit of break in your day, and maybe give you something to talk about with your friends, your coworkers, your kids, your parents, you know, whatever. Whoever you find yourself in a conversation with, the person you're stuck in the elevator with, if you're Jennifer Garner for an hour, instead of singing, you know, Meet the Flintstones. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home or buying a home, you know, you might think like buying, I want to buy a new build. Okay, great. I mean, you know, we did. Okay, we had a home built. But one of the things that you might want to do is consult a realtor in that process too. You say, why? I'm just going to buy from them. Okay, sure. But how good of a deal you're getting? What do you mean? Aren't they like list price? I'm like, well, exactly. Christina Leavenworth, who is, you know, she does pep talk routinely. And one of the things I heard her talking about on pep talk one time was they know what the price should be. And just because it's a new build doesn't mean that that's a fixed price. You can negotiate on that too. And they know what homes are going for. They know how motivated sellers are right now, builders are right now. You know, they're sitting on inventory a lot of times. And even things like they'll buy down your points on your loan. And that's something that it takes a certain level of knowledge and expertise. They're a negotiator on your behalf. And so a good realtor can really help you navigate that and make sure that you're getting the best deal possible, not just hoping that you're getting a good deal, right? Selling 175 homes last year alone, that's one every, three and a half every single week, so one every 2 days basically throughout the year. She's been doing this for about 7 years and had unbelievable success in this market. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You will need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenrinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
Hi, my name is Camille Hoskins, sales consultant with Marine Max. To reach area sports enthusiasts, I recommend advertising with ESPN Radio 99.1 FM and 1330 AM.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What level of Mario Brothers are you picturing? Are you you making mushrooms? Are you getting fireball powers? You killing turtles? What's your brain do when you hear that sound effect?
I'm jumping.
You're jumping.
I'm jumping, yeah. Trying to kill the little. Love those were the sounds of childhood.
I know. Oh man, that's a question we ought to do a different day. What was your game? What was your NES game? Did you play for hours and hours? Was it Super Mario Brothers?
Yes, or Donkey Kong.
What about Zelda?
Oh yes, even all the iterations of it.
A whole summer.
Yeah, I know.
We spent a whole summer playing Zelda. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John,
that's right. We're still dealing with I-10 eastbound. If you're headed from Pine Forest through Highway 29 on your way I-10 eastbound, we've got some major delays, 30 to 45 minute delays in that area, so just be aware of that. Also on North Palafox Street, they have let traffic flow freely right now, so that's good news on that. That's flowing really good. Other than that, traffic's great. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
How's that traffic throwing?
I'm throwing, I know. All right, now, mister.
It's live radio. We all do it. I love it. Oh, man. 437-1620, 437-1620. The Olympics have now, at least somebody with the Olympics, has now admitted that, oh, yeah, it actually was the Last Supper. remember what I said the other day? You may not have heard me say this. First of all, I said that a lot of Christians overreacted, got too worked up, and allowed their Christian joy and peace to be decided by what some French theater director did. I thought a lot of Christians had very superficial and unhelpful reactions to all of this. I'm not pro-blasphemy, you know, although it's not, I don't know if it's blasphemy exactly or sacrilege. I mean, the Last Supper is just a painting, you know. But anyway, I'm not in defense of it or drag shows or any of that kind of stuff. I do think we kind of get overworked about some of this stuff. But the initial move by the French Olympics folks was to say that it wasn't based on The Last Supper. It was based on this other work of art. And most of us who watch it were like, I think I see what I see. And what did I say was, even if it had been based on another work of art, you have to know what people are going to understand it as. And if you're putting on a production for the whole world to watch, you've got to believe that the, you know, tens or hundreds of millions of people around the world that watch this are going to think, gosh, that looks like The Last Supper, kind of, which is the very normal way to interpret it. So even if you didn't intend it the one way, you're dumb to imagine that people wouldn't see it this way. Well, now it turns out they did intend it that way. Now, to me, that doesn't change my analysis in any way. I actually said, this doesn't really matter particularly, because whether they intended it or whether they should have known, either way, it's negligence or malfeasance. It doesn't really matter either way, you know, but there is a distinction. They've now acknowledged that, oh, yeah, you know, the thing that you guys were all sure that you saw, we tried to gaslight you and tell you it was something else, but nah, I mean, it was really that. Yeah, it was really that. So not that big of a surprise, really. Nice that they would admit it, or that somebody would admit it, I suppose. 8:58 here on News Radio Pensacola. The military is putting their sixth-generation fighter plans on hold. It looks like this is the NGAD, or Next Generation Air Dominance. Is that what they're calling that? I think that's what the acronym is for. The Next Generation Air Dominance Fighter. This would be the next thing after the F-35. Okay, and they're putting it on hold because they're not sure how, for example, the use of uncrewed aviation is going to impact design, and they don't want to build a brand new platform that they're just going to have to scrap because they have to totally redesign it around drones. And having a pilot or two be able to handle a swarm as they would be entering combat or, you know, entering a bombing run or something like that. So Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall says this week that with the platform itself, we're taking a pause before we commit to moving forward on a single design and a single supplier. We want to take a hard look at the program and make sure that it's right. They're going to try to figure out if the design and operational concepts are the best. The program will eventually move forward, and this is actually really important. This is Air Force speaking, but still, and likely be designed for a human pilot. Likely. It's a big word all of a sudden in military flight.